Good evening.
This week's parsha, Parshas Balak. One of the statements that Balak makes, that Bilam makes in the course of his brachos, is the statement that's found in Parak Chaf Gimel Pasuk Chaf Beis, El Motziyami Mitzrayim Kesoafos Re'im Lo. And this phrase, El Motziyami Mitzrayim, that God is God who has taken them out of Egypt. The Gemara in Brachos Lamed Ches Mem Aleph learns from this usage of the word motziyam that the word motzi can refer to having taken out, meaning in the past tense. And the Gemara says mikan de motzi de afik mashma, that we see from this pasuk where Bilam is talking about the fact that Hashem took out the Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim, which obviously took place earlier, so it's obviously in the past, so and yet he uses the word motziyam. So that teaches us that the word motzi can refer to something which was done in the past, taking out in the past. And the Torah Tumim explains the significance of this in the sugya of the Gemara. There is that there's a machlokas between the Rabbi Nechemia and the Rabbanan what the proper language of the bracha on bread should be. According to the Rabbanan, we say Hamotzi lechem min haaretz, Bracha Hashem lekinah melech haolam. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. According to Nechemia, we should say Bracha Hashem lekinah melech haolam. Motzi lechem min haaretz. So it's a machlokas whether or not we should say Hamotzi or just Motzi. And the discussion revolves around the issue that the proper word to use should be a word that refers to the past. That when we eat food, we're referring to we bless Hashem who has already brought it forth in the past. Therefore, is a discussion whether or not we need the Gemara there in this discussion between these two shitos, the Rechemi and Rabbanan, try to pin down whether or not the word motzi or hamotzi can mean lashon avar, that can refer to the past. So from this pasuk we learn that motzi refers to the past. But as the Torah Pima points out, in truth, the Gemara there says, Rava there says, that really everyone agrees that motzi is a lashon avar and it could be used for the bracha, and that's based on our pasuk. The machlokas between Rabbanan and Nechemia is really about whether or not you could say hamotzi. Does hamotzi mean a lashon avar or not? Rabbi Nechemia has a pasuk which seems to indicate that it refers to the future, so the Rabbanan have to explain the pasuk a little differently to that it could refer to the past. But basically, the machlokas really is just whether or not hamotzi is acceptable. But everyone agrees motzi is acceptable. So based on this understanding, the Torah Tumim raises the question: if ultimately the term motzi without a hay is acceptable both according to the Rabbanan and according to Nechemia, so why is it that we paskin, the Gemara already said that we paskin like the Rabbanan, that we say hamotzi? So the question is, why do we paskin, and why do we follow that shita to say hamotzi, which is only acceptable according to one position of the Rabbanan, even if they're the majority position, if instead we could just say motzi, and then we could be yotzei l'chaladeus, we would be saying something which is appropriate, both according to the Rabbanan and according to Mechemia? That's the question that Torah Tumim raises. And he gives an answer. He answers that perhaps we're worried about the concern which is raised in the Talmud Rishami. Talmud Rishami explains the reason why we choose to say Hamotzi instead of Motzi is because to say Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz, you would have two men's next to one another, the men at the end of Haolam and the men from Motzi, and to have two letters men next to each other might make it easy to merge the words together. It wouldn't be clear. So there's could be some confusion between the two mems. Therefore, it's best to add in a hey, which would separate the two mems, to say ha'olam ha'motzi. Now, what's surprising about this question and answer that the Torah Tumim mentions is that he doesn't point out that, in fact, both this question and answer appear in the Tosas on the page of the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Ches Mem Beis. And indeed, several other Rishonim also mention this reason of the Rishami. And according to this reason of the Rishonim, we understand an underlying question, which one could raise, which is that if we in fact paskin like the Rabbanan, that we could say hamotzi, that hamotzi with a hey still is a lashon avar. So why is it that we find by other brachos we don't say habori pri ha'etz or habori pri ha'adama? Why do we just say bori pri ha'adama, bori pri ha'etz? So according to Rishami, the reason is because really the reason the issue is the issue specifically with motzi, which begins with a letter mem, juxtaposed to the mem of ha'olam. But with bori, you don't have that issue, and therefore it's specifically by motzi that we add the hey, but not by bori. The Ritva, however, also mentions the Rishami, but he also mentions a different reason to explain why we say hamotzi with a hey. And his reason also distinguishes between hamotzi and habori. According to the Ritva, hamotzi implies past, present, and future. In other words, that it's something that is ongoing. So there's an advantage to saying hamotzi with a hey instead of just motzi. And according to Ritva, this is something which is specific to motzi, that we say hamotzi by when it comes to the bracha that we make on bread, because the wheat which from which bread comes from is something which continuously growing. Therefore, it's appropriate to use that language of hamotzi, indicating past, present, and future. But fruits, which only grow on trees at certain times of the year, so it's just appropriate to say bore, not to say ha bore. And although it's true that maybe that's not the same for things that grow in the ground, but once we find out by Bopriya H, we say Bore, not Habore, so we say Bore for the other brachas as well without the hay. Now, actually, the Gemara itself seems to provide a rationale for saying Hamotzi. So far we have the Rishami giving the reason that we choose to say Hamotzi, even though Lechora, according to both Rav Nechemia and Rabbanan, it would be okay to say Motzi, and yet we still choose to say hamotzi, which is only acceptable according to Rabbanan and not Rambamim. So why is that? The Rishami said the reason is because we want to add the hay to separate the two mems. According to Zva, the reason is because hamotzi with a hay implies past, present, and the future, which so it adds another dimension and deepens the meaning of the bracha. And the Gemara itself perhaps even provides a rationale for saying hamotzi, because the Gemara there relates a story about a person who was known to be a great Talmud Chacham. And the Gemara tells us that when he made a bracha before Reb Zera, so he said motzi, without the hay. Now Reb Zera was unimpressed, and he said, if this person is really such an expert, then he should have said hamotzi with a hay to teach us that the halacha is like the Rabbanan. But by saying motzi, he's taught us nothing. That was the statement of Reb Zera. Now this criticism of Reb Zera seems to teach us that one should say hamotzi with a hay to show that we pass on like the Rabbanan, and the word hamotzi with a hey can mean lashon avar and it's acceptable for the bracha. So maybe that's the reason why we say hamotzi. But in fact, this issue is not so simple, because the notion that we mentioned earlier that perhaps we should try to avoid a machlokas and say and follow a language which works according to all shitos is actually based on a gemara in brachos nunamun aleph. So it's a valid a principle that we should try to avoid machlokas and use a language which avoids the machlokas. So it seems that we have competing principles or competing values here. And perhaps it would seem that this competing value that we want to avoid machlokas is perhaps the very reason why that Talmud Chacham in that story said motzi and did not say hamotzi with a hey. Now indeed, the Taz in Orach Chaim, Simkum Samach Zayin, Sefkatan Dalet addresses this difficulty of these competing values. And he explains why some sugyas follow one principle and some gemaras seem to follow the other. So we're not going to get into that right now, but there's a taz, a very long taz that deals with that. But going back to something we mentioned earlier, if the reason to say hamotzi is really based on the principle that we want to show that we pass on to Rabbanan and the hamotzi with the hay is a lashon avar and it's acceptable, then why in fact don't we say habori with the hay? So, the Madani Yomtuf, right? In other words, according to the Gemara, the reason that the Gemara seems to have, based on the criticism of Reb Zera, that we want to teach, that we pass on like the Rabbanan. So according to Zera, why don't we say Habore, to teach that we follow the Rabbanan, and the Hey is still a Lashon Avar. So Madani Yamtiv, in his comments on the Rush, explains that it's actually sufficient to make this point, that we follow the Rabbanan with one bracha. We don't need to have the Hey by all the different brachos. It's enough to have it by one bracha. But, so now the question is, why did we choose to put in the Hey to show that we pass on the Rabbanan specifically by Motzi and not by Habore? So the simple answer might be because that was the original Machlokas. But he explains that really we could have had it by either one, but specifically we chose to put it by Hamotzi because of this reason of the Rishalmi, that we want to separate the mems and not confuse the letters of the mem from Ha'olam with the mem of Motzi. So according to the Medad Yantuf's explanation, the reason of the Rishalmi actually complements the Bavli. Lamaisa, there seems to be a nafkamina, perhaps, between the reason of the Ritva and the reason of the Rishalmi. Bidyeved, if one would say Motzi and not Hamotzi with a Hey, if instead one would say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz, so lechara that should be okay, lahalacha. And the Mishnah Berurah says so explicitly in Siman Kuf Samos Ayin Siman Katan Tet Zayin, that bidyeved, if one says Motzi without a Hey, that's acceptable, as the Gemara itself points out. However, what would happen if one would say Haborei Pri Ha'etz? So according to the Rishalmi, it's unnecessary to add the Hey there, but b'di'eved, it should be okay, right? In other words, you don't need to have the Hey in Borei because there's no confusion of letters like you have by Motzi, but if you do have the Hey, so we in fact pass like the Rabbanan, and to say Haborei should be okay. But according to the Ritva, it might not be okay. It might not be appropriate to say Habore Priyais. And if we look at the Magen Avram at the beginning of Siman Reish Beis, which deals with the Bracha Bo Priyais, so right at the beginning of the Siman, it says that the Nusach of the Bracha is Bo Priyais, and the Magen Avram writes, the first Magen Avram, and we don't say Habore. So we could understand that the Magen Avram really just means to say that one does not need to say Habore with a Hey, like we found earlier in the Shulchan Aruch, that we say Hamotzi with a Hey. Or perhaps the Magen Avraham is actually saying more. He's trying to teach us that one should be careful not to say Habore Priyates because it's inappropriate to say Habore. Now, of course, according to the Ritva, this reason that that the Ritva explains that we say Hamotzi because it means past, present, and future, but we don't say Habore Priyates because fruits don't grow all year long, so that would be about the fruits, but about the things that maybe grow on the ground, which might grow continuously from the ground, perhaps it should be okay. Perhaps b'di'evet, according to the Ritva, if one says ha'bo'er pri adama with a Hey, perhaps that would be okay. But I didn't find that the Magen Avraham comments on that. So it could be a nafkamina lahalacha that according to the Rishami, it shouldn't make a difference. But the Eved, if you say Habor Priyadama, Habor Priyates, it should be fine. But according to Ritva, if you say Habor Priyates, perhaps that's wrong. That's inappropriate to say Habor Priyates because we don't want to imply that it's past, present, and future since it's not. However, Habor Priyadama perhaps is okay. It's only because once we find by the bracha on the fruits that we say Bore without a Hey, so too by the Bor Priyadama. But technically speaking, it might not be wrong to say Habore, according to Ritva. So there could be some nafkamina ledina here. Thank you very much.